Radio.
Morning, Jake. How are you, man?
Hey, man, how are we doing today, Mike?
Doing awesome, man. Doing awesome. Hey, I've got a good topic for us today. Addicted to taking action and then the misery behind being an action taker and just how bad it sucks. I feel like when you and I interview all these people for our guild, where we have our membership area, you know, everyone seems to be so put together, right? We got all these like six-figure people, seven-figure people that are doing stuff. They've got these big teams. Everyone's taking action. I'm like, wow. I just feel like sometimes we're not doing enough. Yet you and I are doing stuff all the time. So I need your help. Slow me down. Let's talk about, you know, being addicted to action and how bad it sucks. Everyone always says, oh my God, taking action is so great. But sometimes it's kind of sucks. So why don't you just walk us through how to manage all that?
So let's start here. It is dangerous to compare your insides to somebody else's outsides.
Okay.
It is dangerous because we have no idea what they went through to get where they are, what they're going through currently, where it appears they're all put together. You know, they're driving the fancy cars, they're wearing the cool stuff. They got the new clothes, they got the cool guitars, they got whatever. Like, we compare ourselves to that. And yet, right, if you go back to that, remember that the old picture of the glacier in the water where there's this little tiny chunk that's sticking out and there's this huge mass of gnarliness that sank the Titanic that's underneath,
right,
it? That's what you're seeing. You're seeing what they did, but you're not seeing all the cold, icy, crappy, misery, punishment that goes into that. And I totally, like, that's the analogy that I want to play with right now, because you and I walk this road. You and I totally walk this road. There are plenty of people out there. You know, you and I compare ourselves to other people. Sure, we do. It's called human nature. We do it. We look at some of these other people are like, man, we are behind the eight ball of where we're at. There's other people that are looking to us and they're like, man, I am just really sucking here, because we're just in a different space. So it's about being in the space that you're in. Yes, do we have a goal of where we want to go? Certainly. Do the people that come and coach with us have a goal where they want to go? Yes, they absolutely do. And the suck is relative, right? It's scale depending on where you are. It's scale depending on where you are. I can think back of when I very first started as an entrepreneur. Well, you know what sucked the most about that? I had no idea how to be a salesperson. I had no idea how to run a business. And did I crash and burn it the first time? Yep. Did I crash and burn it the second time? Yep. It sucked. Sucked both times. But you have to keep taking action, because you could quit at that point. You could just say, well, screw it, I'm going to go back and get a job. Well, that's right. Fine, you know, which is just over broke. We know that having a job is just over broke. That's fine. Maybe entrepreneurial journey is not for you. Maybe you're just choosing that it's not for you. So, I mean, like my old podcast, and you and I, this is where you and I came together originally, was called Embrace the Suck. And it was, yeah, there's things that suck that we know we have to do. So, I mean, that, you know, to your point, how do we slow down? So first of all is, don't compare your insides to somebody else's outsides. How you feel about your business today, think about how you felt about your business 5 years ago. Where were you then? Did you think you could have gone as far as you are right now? So that's step one. So we want to keep talking about this. And you have some good insights on this. So we're going to go to step two. And we want to talk about, like, surrounding yourself with the people, the guild, that is going to start to move that forward.
So the guild is our community, and Jake and I have developed a guild, which is essentially coaching and lessons from people that we interview that have gotten massive success. But what we do is we take the interview, we break it down, we teach you the formula these people used from them, not us, because our mission is to highlight other people's success. If you're struggling in just about any area, chances are we do have a lesson on it. Personal development, business growth, scaling. We've got a couple of interviews coming up with some health professionals. We've got it across the board. Jake and I are available for laser coaching and for a lot of other resources we put in our guild. And when you go through the guild, we promise you that you will come out a different person. Your company will come out a different company, and we'll help you along the way. Interested in our guild, right below here is the QR code. Scan it with your phone or go to total-disruption.com and check out our website for more information there. We'd love to have you. You get a lot of exclusive benefits from the guild. So speaking of surrounding yourself, segueing off of that, the guild is also a community. And, you know, you could have our community or you can have your own community. We've heard this till it's blue in the face. Your network is your net worth. Mm-hmm. But that also comes with action. There's got to be a sign in your head at some point. You're thinking too much, you're talking too much. It's time to actually sit in front of your laptop or pick up the phone and make a phone call. If you're so afraid, maybe a text, but this thing is a great device. It goes, hey, let's collaborate. I'm not even talking about a networking meeting. I'm talking about a very precise conversation about a transaction or about a series of transactions.
Yeah.
Or about something to move you forward. Now, I don't know about you, Jake, but at some point as an entrepreneur or even as a business owner or maybe an employee, you've got to sit there and say, wait a minute, what is it that I'm not doing right now for forward motion or action taking, right? Busy work is busy work. We all need to do it. We all need to sit down, balance checkbooks, pay bills, make grocery lists. That's all busy work. Well, making a grocery list and cooking a meal are two totally different things. Planning your meals for the week and cooking your meals for the week are two totally different things. It revolves action. It revolves motion. You physically have to prepare the kitchen, prepare the food, cook the food, serve the food, and then clean up. So business is the exact same way. Yes, you can outsource. You can order. Yes, you can outsource. You can have a caterer, have a chef, a person who cleans up after you. That's all semantics. You still have to think about business in the same way you're thinking about this stuff that you're doing. A couple of hacks, right? If you're that busy of a person and you're grocery store adverse, just about everywhere in the country right now has ordered groceries. You can do DoorDash or you can do one of the other, we're not an affiliate, just talking names here. Or you can actually from the grocery store, we'll have a runner come over for a fee. Walmart does it. Target, I believe, does it. There are several stores where if you're grocery store adverse and you have this in your area, okay, great. The person might not be picking the freshest bananas for you, but I think you can suck that up. Maybe eat them first if they're bruised. The same thing works in business. So Jake's getting ready to elaborate. We were, because he's an expert in using leverage. Part of action taking, we were talking to this guy, Marcus, for our guild, one of our guild interviews, and he made a great point. And his name is Marcus Ogden. I've got to give him some credit on this one. He opened my eyes to a very powerful concept. If you're finding yourself doing busy work, it is really time for you to hire somebody to help you do that busy work so that when you're ready to scale for higher skilled positions, not saying that an assistant is not skilled, but higher skilled positions, that you actually have the time now allotted to free up to train these people. There's a big difference between skills and busy work. It's much like in football. The offense, the people with the ball trying to move it down the field, the people behind the line, they're called skilled positions. They have a different set of rules. The people on the line have a different set of rules. But when you're trying to go from the offense, defense of everyday life up front, and you want the skilled position for growth and huge movement, that's when you need to free up and you need to bring someone else in. So, Jake, why don't you elaborate? You're an absolute professional at leveraging. I mean, we have a great assistant through you. So why don't you take this and run with it for the next few minutes?
And this is one of those, when we talk about action and addicted to action, addicted activity, that's part of being visionaries. That's where we are in our universe. We are what you would designate in the corporate world as visionaries. Visionaries, by large, by definition, suck at administration. We are horrible at it. Can have mountains of just, I've got stuff all over my whiteboard, stuff all over my desk. I mean, it's a mess. So what should be the first thing I should outsource? I should outsource what I suck at, because that's the lid of my business. If I am not performing peak performance at that particular task, that's the first thing I should be outsourcing. Somebody else is way, way better at it than I am, plain and simple. So like, this is where Mike talks about my assistant, Kristen. She's been with me for 3 years. I don't even like calling her my assistant. She's my director of operations. I called her my handler, a lot of different things because of what she controls, because of what I've leveraged to her, what I trust for her to do to make our business go forward, to make things work. So it's a trust piece. She trains me in a lot of things. Understand that when I hired her, this is one of the biggest tricks that I want to give you guys today. Don't hire where you are. Hire where your business is going to be 5 years from now. Because if you're hiring where you are today, whether it's virtual assistant, whether it's in person, does not matter. Irrelevant. If you hire where your business is today, you're already hiring for the past. Hire where your business is going. Hire better than what you need right now. Because if you hire somebody that's just going to barely be able to do the task, you just put a lid on your business. You just said, this is as good as we're going to get right here. Maybe we'll train them. Maybe they'll move up just a little bit. Hire somebody that scares you, that is so much better than you, that you're like, they could replace me. Good. They should replace you in the thing that you're doing. Absolutely true. I drill on this hard because this is that, does it suck? Is it painful to let go of, because we're entrepreneurs, we're visionaries. We believe through a straight up lie that we're the only person that can do it as good as we can. Our customers only want to do business with me. We've told ourselves that lie before. That's not true. What your customers want is what your customers want. If they want an amazing customer experience and you suck at giving it to them because your follow-up is awful, using a lot of the word suck today, if your follow-up is awful, hire somebody that's great at follow-up. If your clients are all of a sudden getting the follow-up they want, they continue to do business for your company. So just think about that. This is one of those spaces that taking action means I'm going to have to find the revenue. I have to find the money to hire a person. This is an example. I'm going to say, I'm going to take action. I'm going to hire the person. Okay. That's the action. I'm going to do it, which means it's going to suck. I got to go find the money to do it. I can't wait for revenue to show up. I got to find the money to do it. I got to make the list of all the things that they should be doing. And most importantly, I have to stop doing them. I have to stop doing them. How many times have we seen, and you've seen this too in your businesses, how many times have we seen somebody hire someone, keep doing the work, keep doing the exact same thing?
Micromanaging, overmanaging, no trust in the training process, no true development. That person is probably the person you're talking about who's working over the person they've hired is a better employee than a business owner. They can't embrace the suck. They're too afraid to step into a new category, and they're keeping themselves back in another category.
Yeah, we know somebody else that speaks on that and talks about the employee mindset. Yep. If you're a business owner and you're stuck in an employee mindset, you're not a leader. You're not getting to the point. You're not leading yourself. You're not leading your people. You are sticking yourself. And guess what? And you guys have heard us talk about Dr. Elko before. I've talked about Dr. Elko before. And it's all about life is hard, right? Choose your hard. Okay, well, the big icy glacier misery of horror, that me doing all the awful things. It's dark and cold and miserable. I'm doing all the things, I'm doing half-assed. That's hard. Hiring somebody to take it over and admitting that I am not the person that should be doing that, that's hard. Choose your heart. Pick which one elevates your business. They both suck. One is going to move your business. One's going to leave you right here, and it's just going to keep sucking. So yeah. That's a thought process I'm going to give you guys.
Well,
feels like I'm being kind of hard on people today, but like, this is, we speak about this from a passion, from an experience. That's totally where we're coming at this. Is I will own the fact that I have done bad work. I have done poor customer follow-up. I have done all the things I shouldn't be doing. And I've been fired for it. I've been fired for it. And that's okay. And I'm going to own it. And guess what? I'm growing from it. I'm learning from it. Did it suck? Was it hard? Was it horrible? Is it because of action I was taking? So here, and I'm going to let Michael wrap us out in the next few minutes. But I got one thing I used to hear from a guy named Gary all the time. He's a billionaire, huge real estate. Dude says some smart things. So you can be anywhere you want to be in 5 years. Anywhere you want to be in 5 years. People grossly overestimate what they can do in 1 year, and they grossly underestimate what they can do in five. You can be anywhere you want to be in 5 years. Is it going to be messy? Is it going to be gnarly? Is it going to be cold and dark? There's going to be those times. And yet, get yourself around some people that light the way, that have done it before, that'll help you go that way. So
I agree with you there, Jake. And yeah. I must say, coming from a person that gets easily distracted, sometimes taking action is murky and it's a little slipshod, and it's not all polished, and you don't like, got to remember, let's just use like Microsoft, for example. They didn't start out with a big manufacturing plant. They didn't start out with a big sales process. It was people winging it. I mean, it was putting stuff in a box. The obvious is Bezos garage. That was ugly. That wasn't anything. That was one guy doing stuff in a box in a dimly lit garage with no money, with no resources, with no storage systems, with no real filing system. I'm sure the guy was just using sort of pencil and paper. Or maybe he was using a computer. Who knows? But it's all ugly, and it's not. I mean, come to think of it, if you even go into a warehouse, go into an Amazon warehouse, it's very hygienic, but it's ugly. It's not polished. It's not the slick website you see. It's a bunch of crap in a big gigantic building. You know, here in Jersey, there's tens of thousands of Amazon warehouses. You can see inside sometimes at night when the doors are open. I mean, again, clean, but it's a giant mess. So taking action is not so polished. It's not about rolling into a nice office with a nice desk with, you know, a nice suit on all the time. Sometimes it's just ugly backroom stuff.
Yeah.
Jake, anything to leave us with here, man? We're wrapping.
For those of us that are addicted to action, like it's, and sometimes it's not forward momentum. Sometimes action is a lateral move. Sometimes action is a backwards move. It absolutely happens that way, but you got to be okay with it. You got to be okay with it, because even if in action, if you choose to do nothing, you did make a choice. You did make an action. You chose to do nothing. You absolutely did. So can you, what choice are you making? Are you staying where you are, or are you actively trying to shape your future? Are you actively trying to forge and create something amazing going forward? Is that what you're trying to do? If that's what you're trying to do, you have to take action. You can't sit still.
Amen to that. I like what you did there with forge. Well, until next time.
Which I was headed with the guild before. Yeah, we're playing on words. And wow. There's a great example. We'll leave it in the next few seconds. Like, how many names have we gone through to come to a place to where we resonated with the guild?
20.
Yep. We tried 20. Them. They didn't work. We plugged them out. Some people didn't like them. We just, other things were just like, well, that sounds like everybody else. But we had to take action. We had to roll it out, crash it, burn it, bring it back in, rebuild it, push it out there, and we're happy with where we are right now. Is that going to be the end all cure all? We'll find out. But we're making the choice. We're creating the action, because that's what you guys are asking for. If we weren't doing that, you wouldn't be here with us.
Amen to that, Jake. What a great show today, man. Thank you so much. On behalf of Jake Clendenning, my name is Mike Labersi. We'll see you next time on Total Disruption.
See you on the other side, guys.